Okay. We ran long. Trustee reports on meetings and seminars and conferences. Anyone have anything like to add to the formal report?
Yeah, I attended the SACRS UC Berkeley Modern Investment Theory and Practice Retirement Systems Conference. Four or five days of intensive education, really recommend it to everybody on the board. I know many of you have gone. I go as best I can every year because the program changes and there's more to learn. In a nutshell, why this is important is because the goal is to have our investment returns paid for the benefits as best as possible. And currently, about 60 cents on the pension dollar is paid for by our investment return. So that helps to decrease financial pressures on the county and then also on our needs to be specific contributions. So very, very important to understand our investments and why we go through all of this. Conference or the workshop reviewed pension fund and investment basics, return risk and diversification, asset classes and asset management, actuarial consideration, real estate, private credit, securities litigation, retirement board fiduciary duties, and governance. And so I'll try to go through some notes quickly here. So treasury yields are more normal now and have improved our fixed income returns, which is critical because if we can get returns on fixed income 4%, 5%, when in the past we were getting like 1% if we were lucky, it takes less pressure off of our investment team to try and make up the difference to reach our assumed rate of return or discount rate. So that's been helpful. However, public equities right now, and I think today we're in another high. We have a very high PEs, and the upside opportunities are more sketchy. And there's more of a leaning that we're going to have decreased future returns unless the narrative gets changed to with the earnings that our investments achieve actually shoot up because of AI or whatever. So looking at the dollar, this is the currency of the world. It is currency of the world because of the dominance of the U.S. economy. We have the largest securities market, around $40 trillion. So U.S. is seen as a safe haven. But the dollar has been losing share of the market over time. And this has been slowly, but there's been a risk of an acceleration of us losing our footprint. We're decreasing it.
What's it being primarily? Is it a single currency or is it multiple?
Well, there's multiple currencies like the euro and RMB, China, and so forth, although not so much. And then there's digital currency, which is also gaining ground too. So, but the reasons for this risk is that our U.S. debt is now greater than 100% of GDP. We have political, so these are all destabilizers. We have political polarization, reluctance of other countries to hold U.S. treasuries, instability of financial regulation, lighten periodic stress tests of our financial institutions, decreased Fed independence, weakening U.S. alliances, such as what's happening with NATO, and tariff issues with a protectionist policy. With real estate, that was being promoted because real estate houses the economy, quote unquote, keeps up with inflation or surpasses with respect to its return. Asset allocation considerations is that there are competitive total returns, diversification, potential income yield, potential exposure to global markets, and inflation protection. Sectors that are on the hot side right now include manufactured home because of the affordability issue, data centers, which we all have heard about. The demand is exploding and the supply is very tight, and there are some political pressures around that that are keeping supply tight. So see what happens with that sector. And then senior housing, especially because of our aging population. With respect to investment considerations, point was to go where people aren't necessarily looking. And those three sectors include consumer staples, such as food and alcohol. These are cheap sectors with low PEs that are not going to go away. Healthcare, there is a increase or improved surgical demand for procedures being done right now, and then also to care for an aging population. And then the third one was energy. There's an increased investment outside of the Middle East, especially with what's going on with the trade, and increased need with the anticipation of 7% more electricity needed per year, especially with the build out of data centers. And we've seen, there was an article recently talking about how solar has kind of exploded because the cost of construction has gone way down. Putting that into place has improved quite a bit. And so we have places like Finland now putting in solar when they're way up in the Arctic area. So that basically a brief look at the, there was much more there, but.
Okay, thank you. Seems to be almost everybody at least takes in one of these similar because they're extremely well done. This is a collaborative event for both Sackers and UC Berkeley, and they do a really nice job. And worth consideration of when it's offered again next year.
Yeah. And we, Sarah, participation goes up and down every year. Sometimes we have most of the board attend. But I would encourage people to continue to do this year after year because the program does change. The first day is a revisit of the basics, which is always helpful.
Was it Thomas? Was Thomas the professor?
Yes.
Thomas was the professor. He's...
Oh. Yeah. So it's a very academic program, worthwhile.
Well attended.
Yes, we had about 60 participants. Around, you know, what will fill the room, so 67.
Yes, sir. Any other updates on conferences or seminars? Staff reports.
So I left IOC Camp Hacker, which may have called the last meeting. We talked about the Hacker. This is the abbreviated version. If you are a member, you should have gotten it in the mail as well. So if you already have it at home, you can leave it on the spot or you can have a second up to you.
Outstanding job, by the way. Very easy to read, a lot of good information. Great job.
Yeah, And then last week, we had a second group get all of Sarah's stuff, and that went very well. And then because we've hit August 1st, we are working on our retiree return to work report. So each employer now submits a report to us on any retirees that we've returned to work under the 960-hour rule. And we have about half of those so far and are evaluating those. And then you'll see in the packet that Karen has our legislative update.
Yes, thank you. A brief legislative update. There's three bills that are listed in the packet for you that we're watching. The first one is AB 1383. You'll recall that that is a change. It's a proposed change to PEPRA, to the PEPRA tiers. It, of course, comes with a projected high cost for the state and for local retirement systems. I included in the packet a very good detailed recent report that was prepared for the legislature by their staff. It outlines all of the aspects of the pending bill. It lists the oppositions and the support for the bill, and it also makes recommendations on amendments to the bill. And at this point in time, the bill, if you check the status, you'll see it was put in a suspense file. All that means is that it is parked in a place where all the other bills are parked that have an estimated cost that exceeds $150,000. So it's just a parking spot for the bill. It doesn't mean much. The deadline for each house to get bills out of committee is August 31st. So that will be our next checkpoint to see what is happening with these bills. I can move on to the next bill unless there's any questions on this one. So the next one is AB 1619. That is a proposal to raise the per meeting trustee stipend from $100, which is what it is currently for Searle system appointed trustees, as well as for the state trustees on the CalPERS board. And that this proposed bill, as it's currently written, would impact the Searle board stipend and also the CalPERS stipend. And the last one is AB 2080. This is the retirement system omnibus bill. It is what CalPERS and the county systems work on throughout the year to basically clean up what needs to be cleaned up in the legislation based on various issues that come up. So that bill is also pending currently. Any questions? Yeah, that concludes my report.
Not surprised to see the labor support for 1383. In fact, conspicuous by your absence if you weren't there. I thought it was an interesting list of people that had gone on record at the post in terms of counties. Our county's in there, but it's kind of a lonely county.
Yes, so the Association of Counties has opposed, so essentially all of the counties are in opposition to this bill. Their opposition has to do with changing increasing benefits and the increased costs that would impose. It seems like, of course, counties can also go on record as opposing separately from CSAC, which is their organization. And this report shows us that Contra Costa County did that and is opposing the bill.
This is kind of a lonely individual county out there. But no other counties have taken the individual position to oppose the bill.
Right. And CSAC is.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's very humble. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yes, that's correct. There were three. Thanks for pointing that out. Both of you.
Did SACRS take a position on this?
No, SACRS is working very hard on providing information and education to the legislature on this, because SACRS, of course, represents the 20 SERL systems, which CICERA is one of, and we would have to implement it. We would have to implement it. The actuaries have weighed in on what they project the costs might be, and to the extent that there's trouble in how to implement this, or maybe some information about what the implications are beyond just the cost. All of that SACRS, through its legislative committee, has been very active on not taking a stand, oppose, or support, but providing information as the administrator of these plans.
But even if this bill passes, won't counties have to adopt something or not automatically?
There is one formula that it will be, if this passes, will be subject to bargaining and adoption by the county, but the rest of the bill is an automatic change. It does not require the county to adopt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other staff reports?